What do you think about black movies these days?
These days?
Yeah.
There ain't really too many black movies these days all like that. As to, you know, way back when, like the 90s, the early 2000s. I don't know, what would be a black movie of today?
Black Panther.
Oh, Black Panther? Yeah. Black Panther? it is a black movie. I liked it for what it was.
Okay. Because it was one of the few superhero movies.
Yeah, that you got a chance to see a black, lead. African superhero.
Yeah, in the land of...
And then, the technology there was more advanced than anywhere else.
In the world, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. Mm. I mean, I can't think of any other black movies. I know people watch, Power?
Yes.
I guess, that's like a show.
Mm-hmm.
They watched The Shy, that's a show as well.
Mm-hmm.
For movies, it kind of varies.
Okay.
I'd say it's a little better. If you would ask me around the Diary of a Mad Black Woman time.
Yes.
Then I would say, I don't like the black movies of
those days.
Yeah, of those days. But look, The Banker.
Yes.
Came out this year.
Yes.
Yeah. It's others coming out this year. I know Jamie Foxx did one. Yeah, with him and Michael B. Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of varies today now.
Mm. Okay. So what do you think the message should be in black movies?
It should show more positive light than the old typical, the ghetto, the ratchet, and the slave movies. It should be something to me, The Banker was something much different than what we usually see in a typical black movie.
Yes, I personally like The Banker.
Yeah.
I like the fact that we had, I like the fact that we have black geniuses that people don't talk about.
That outsmarted the system.
Yes. Yes.
To which, it was a success at the end of the day, because at least they made a law about it. Well, it took after they did the census, but still, in the long run, they won.
Yes, and they were the ones who changed that system.
Yes.
Okay.
So, I like stuff like that. I don't really watch too many trashy movies because, like I said, I'm tired of the typical. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I was a person who used to grow up watching Men's Society, mm-hmm. Don't Be a Menace, Juice, Best Man, and
mm-hmm.
The Wood. That's the typical black movie.
Yeah. They don't have anything different.
Don't get me started on Tyler Perry movies.
Yeah.
It's the same concept.
Yeah.
All the movies. The woman was done wrong by their man, and they found some new guy, and they fell in love with the new guy. Story over.
Which made Black Panther a little bit different, though, because of the technology aspect.
Right, in technology aspect. He wasn't being abusive.
Yes.
To women. Actually, the protectors was women, the warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the banker was different, though, because they talked about a black genius who was actually very good in math.
Yes. And then, look at the woman with the banker.
Yeah.
His woman stuck by him.
Yes.
She believed in him even when they was living in her father's place.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you could ask any of them today, they would have been gone.
Yeah, they would have left.
Definitely when he went to jail.
Yes.
They would have been found him something else.
Yeah.
But she held him down for all of this, this long, which showed me the mentality of the older, the black woman around that time compared to the woman today.
Yes. Yes.
So I like stuff like that. I try to keep my, circle around stuff like that than the typical, because the typical is shit I could see outside every day if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. You just take a camera outside and start filming it and come back and watch it.
Yeah.
Or go to World Star.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like I say, they asked about the Tyler Perry time. I say I just like that shit.
Actually,
today's time is kind of come more diverse a little bit.
Yeah, but I also do think that Tyler Perry is not done yet. You know, his time is still here, and people still, because he has some shows on TV that I would spend 2 cents on those shows, because they're still like the same thing.
It's the same thing. You know, like I said, their guy, their boyfriend or husband or whatever is abusive, even verbally or physically. And they found some new guy. They fall in love with the new guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think we focus too much on relationships and sex. These are the two things that we focus on. And nothing else. It's almost like we're not doing anything to change the world, which is why The Banker was a very good movie. Because what he did changed the world, changed society, shows that black people can actually be geniuses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Black Panther too. Black Because T'Challa was a genius.
Yes.
No matter how they depicted it.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, his sister was smarter than him.
Than he was. He was still a genius.
Yeah, yeah, within his own right.
Yes. You know, the one that was on TV that should have had something that followed him. I'd like Family Matters though, because of Steve Urkel.
Right.
Although a lot of people don't want to be Steve Urkel was actually a genius.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Because he built the time machine.
Yeah, he did all those things.
Yeah, built the thing to split personalities.
Yes.
Between, you know, Urkel to Stefan.
Stefan.
Yeah.
So people don't even look at that, but that is something that is worth talking about.
The crazy thing about Family Matters, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, the thing with Steve Urkel, he had a girl that actually loved him for the way he was.
Yes.
Myra.
Yes.
But he still wanted Laura.
Well, yeah, he still wanted Laura.
Yeah. It's like, it's kind of funny that the good guy wanted the bad girl.
Right? Yes. Yes. Yes.
And then the bad girl won the bad guy.
Yes. I mean, the thing is that at the end of it all, she fell for him.
Then at the end of the day, like, all right, she was more in love with Stefan.
Yes, than Steve.
Than Steve.
Yes.
That was the only part I didn't really like about Family Matters.
Yeah, but I don't like that part, but I think they did that to prove a point, and I think we should get back to those times in the sense that...
Uh-huh.
Remember when it was time for Laura to go with the prom, and she asked Steve that, go change to Stefan, I'll go with him. And Steve was like, hell no. Stefan didn't do this, I did. Stefan didn't do all this, I did. So it's almost like our women have to be reminded of good guys. Yeah. You know, because Stefan was a model and blah, blah, blah. That was what he was.
Yeah.
But Steve was a good guy. He did all these things. So it's like, hey, Stefan didn't... So she ended up going to the prom with Steve and not Stefan, because Steve was like, if you ain't going with me, you're not getting Stefan either.
Yeah.
You know.
She still went with Stefan.
She still... She
passed the whole prom thing.
Yeah, she still... Then... Yeah, she still wanted Stefan.
So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, at the end of the day, they did get together, but...
Yeah, but through all that. Yeah, that's why I'm saying our women have to be reminded of the good guys, because it's like, they think if you're good...
Is, if you take it with episodes, let's just say it lasts a little longer, who's to say Laura would go and mess with Ray Ray?
No, this is true. No, she has done that in a few of the episodes, and some... she was asked, why do you like the bad guys? Because... She was asked a question like that, and she had an answer, an interesting answer.
Yeah.
But Steve kept pursuing her ever since they were little.
Yeah, right.
You know,
so what made the show better is he would have realized what he had.
Yes.
When Myra had got back.
Yes.
Myra.
Yes. Because he. Because
Myra, you know, like you said, genuinely
liked him.
Yeah, liked him.
For who he was.
For who he was, for strictly who
he was. And nothing else.
He didn't care about none of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's very rare.
Yes.
Very, very.
And I think that's what would make this show.
Yes.
A lot better.
That's very,
than
very.
Stick into the Laura.
Yes.
To the Lord.
Yeah. That's really, really rare. Uh-huh. So, I mean, it's like, look at the shows like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and The Cosby Show. The whole positivity of the...
Yeah, I get it, though. I do love... Like I said, everything else I do love about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it do show a positivity of the back home.
Mm-hmm. Which could be, you know, because it's like what you see on TV, it's very, very important.
Yeah.
I think it's very important, but that is not put out these days. And these days, it's either over-the-top fakeness that you know this is not realistic or straight-up ratchet.
I mean, well, see, the thing is, why, you know, people today, they kind of say the Fresh Prince, stuff like the Fresh Prince, and the Cosby Show will be fake.
Yes.
Because they say, who the hell you know that was, you know, doctors?
Yes.
Or you like the first print that he's, you know,
lawyer.
Like, was
a lawyer. So, but the funny thing is that this is why I said, you know,
that's why they love the hood shit, because all they know is the hood.
Yeah. And this is why I say these things are not being introduced in the society well, though. Herman Cain just died. Herman Cain was a mathematician.
Right.
How many black men do you know are mathematicians? You know, he was a mathematician.
Only person who I ever know was a mathematician. This is as far as my personal life with my stepmother.
See?
My stepmother was a mathematician.
Yeah, and these things, like, hey, if she was a mathematician and she contributed to something great, it should be told. You know, but we don't tell these stories, so people don't know that black geniuses exist like that. No,
Because it's not cool.
No, you know?
It's not cool.
Yeah. They just came out telling us that before they did the whole space thing, three black women were responsible for the calculations of it. It just came out not too long ago.
Right.
You know, you'd be like, right. You ask yourself, what were they waiting for to tell us that?
I mean, even when you go back a little, well, go after the Cosby Show, I say some of the stuff like in the 90s, early 2000s was kind of positive too.
Yes,
itself.
Yes.
Like, all right, the Jamie Foxx Show.
Yes.
Look at it, that his grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Garrett Morris?
Mm-hmm.
He was the guy who played one of the characters and mm-hmm. the other woman.
Mm-hmm.
It was the grandparents who had their own hotel.
Yes, yes, yes. I think after the Cosby Show and all those shows about about being positive and all that, shows that came up in the 90s, you know, modeled themselves after that. Like, you see the successful black man or a family that owned something that's for them.
Jamie Foxx wanted to be a musician.
Yes, but they owned, they owned their whole hotel. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
So, at the 90s, they tried to bring that positive stuff, and somehow it went back down again.
Yeah.
You know, it went back, and it's kind of sad that it did. But, you know, it's...
Yeah, they had, like I said, they had a few shows, like, in the house, you know?
Yeah.
With LL Cool J.
Yeah.
What's that, Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Smart Guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't really all ratchet like that.
No, no, no. And again, those ones were the 90s. And you have to remember that at that time, the Cosby Show has just run out. And because of movies like shows like that show, they had Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which really came from...
Oh, Sister was another one.
You know, yeah, they had 90s had a lot of positive shows for black households, because it was like, no, we don't have to be like in the 70s where... We can, you know, they portray us as, no, we can do this. We can show, you know, black people being in positive, but then somehow.
So I said, like, you know, like you said, 90s, they did have this stuff like.
Yes.
Mess of society.
Yeah.
Set it off.
And, yeah.
Yeah, things like this, but at the same time.
They had this too, yeah.
Had a little diversity in it too.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't even say Martin is a ratchet show all like that.
No, 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 because he was a responsible guy, going to work and coming home
right.
at this radio show. His wife, in some of the shows, his wife was going to a few interviews, and he was actually making fun of her, telling her what to do at her interviews. You know, it tells you a little bit about what's happening in their life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Like, it ain't too ratchet from the ratchet that we do see. You know, we see a lot of stuff way worse.
Yeah.
But that's before all of us know a grub man type guy.
Yeah.
Or Shanae.
Yeah.
Like I said, Shanae was ratchet, but it wasn't that ratchet.
Yeah.
For what it could actually really be.
Be, yeah. No,
like
this was.
He did wear a dress, you know, like
yeah, all
clothes
yeah.
and all that, granted. Mm-hmm. But Shanae wasn't twerking.
No, that would have been too funny. Yeah, but you know,
see, but this like with Tyler Perry with Madea, he was up there twerking.
Yeah, that was dangerous.
Yeah,
that was dangerous. I mean, look, Martin tried to bring the ratchetness back in a funny way. That's what Martin tried to do, and I know that it's because he's building some of these characters and his acting skill. You know, so I'll give him that pass on that part.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I give him that pass. So, right. I mean, look, if we can, I'm sure we would put more positive stuff out there. Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows? I'm starting to see a little bit more. Now, see some of the movies that's coming out now.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see a little bit more. You know. Real positivity, more, you know, diverse than just seeing the, you know.
Like the banker.
Right.
Like the banker. So.